Riviera Radio. Business.
Hi.
Good morning.
Any interesting things happen to you on your media round this morning, or everything
no, it
quiet?
It was all rather sedate this morning, it has to be said.
Good.
No problems.
Unlike the markets, which kind of went into reverse yesterday a bit.
A bit of a mixed performance, I think, for markets yesterday. Investors' appetite for technology companies helping to offset some of the concerns over valuations and doubts over the path of COVID-19 and the speed of the economic recovery as restrictions are eased. Should remember, global stock markets, I think, have added $21 trillion in value from the March lows, which is, by any account, a remarkable performance in an uncertain world. I think the recent rally leaves very little room for disappointment through the recovery phase. Analysts are predicting that companies' earnings will fully recover by 2021, with companies' ability to grow unencumbered by the reality of a world living with the virus for a prolonged period of time, which certainly would appear to be optimistic. So I certainly wouldn't be surprised if we saw some element of consolidation. Maybe that will come sooner rather than later. Turns to the S&P 500, was down 0.8% yesterday. NASDAQ, though, the technology market was up 0.3%. And we are looking at a stronger start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling the FTSE up 18 points. DAX over Frankfurt up 86 points. CAC corner Paris up 32 points.
So you've just been eating your breakfast?
Yeah, a little bit, yes.
You're salivating, boy.
I had a bit of muesli still there, sorry. I'm eating this Rude Health muesli. It's got lots of dates, lots of fruit, and it's very pleasant.
Yeah, you keep going on about that. Oh, well, as long as it's doing you some good. So you're still predicting a V-shaped recovery?
Well, listen, I think the recovery that we've been seeing and the recent economic data certainly suggests that there's an opportunity for that to happen. But it does, of course, remain vulnerable to a range of factors, not least of which the potential for a second wave to break out and indeed a reversal back into lockdown, which, of course, would have significant consequences for growth profile. But given some of the stimulus that's been put in place, given some of the measures to try and stabilize the economy, it does look like growth could bounce back, certainly in the second half of this year, but particularly as you move into 2021.
Okay, all eyes watching the Fed today. They will issue their first quarterly economic update since the start of the coronavirus crisis.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We've seen very aggressive measures, of course, coming through from the Federal Reserve, cutting interest rates, being very aggressive in terms of providing liquidity into the system. We know the Fed's balance sheet has increased quite dramatically, stands at around $7 trillion today, which is a huge expansion over the course of the past few weeks, and certainly much more aggressive stance taken than where we were even during the course of the great financial crisis. So putting that in some sort of context, it'd be interesting to see what their growth forecasts are, what they believe in terms of the ability for the labour market to bounce back. They would, of course, taken, I think, some element of joy from the figures that we saw for May from the non-farm payroll number, although, of course, there is some debate around the validity of those numbers and whether that will indeed be confirmed. So markets were looking for clues on that, and also whether they continue the debate around the potential to introduce negative interest rates.
Bad news from France. Estimates saying it will take years for the economy to recover.
Yeah, France's economy will take 2 years to recover from the worst post-war recession triggered by the coronavirus outbreak. This is according to the latest forecast from the Bank of France. They are predicting the Eurozone's second biggest economy is on course to contract by 10.3% during the course of this year, before bouncing back with growth of 6.9% in 2021, 3.9% in 2022. They are projecting nearly 1 million jobs are likely to be lost during the course of this year. They think the unemployment rate will climb to a new record of 11.8% in the first half of 2021. Central Bank said the outlook could be brighter if the virus is quickly brought under control, while a second wave could plunge the economy into a 16% downturn during the course of this year. As of the end of May, they said economic activity was still running 17% below normal levels, though that's up from the 32% reduction during the first 2 weeks of the lockdown.
Yeah, all of which means it's going to put an enormous amount of strain on France's generous social security system, and it's kind of stopped Emmanuel Macron's reform plans in their tracks, isn't it?
Well, what we've seen from France is that initially, like many other European countries, started at a national level in terms of trying to put the stimulus in place and trying to provide stability. And that process continued for some time. Now they've moved to a more united European front. So we've seen a consolidation around and a solidarity around fiscal support for the European Union, which will be seen as positive, but perhaps will mean that richer, better off countries will pay a price in order to help the European project. And that will affect, of course, France and Germany specifically. Alongside that, many countries have been looking perhaps to push ahead with structural reforms, but without the financial firepower to do that, given that it's been diverted to helping to rebalance the economy as a result of the COVID crisis, means that they may not be able to push ahead with such structural reform as they were hoping for.
Well, he's made a lot of promises, hasn't he, especially about pumping more money into the public health system. So somebody's got to pay for it, and that just means extra borrowing and a strain on the GDP debt ratio.
Yeah, you see that right across the board. There are some long-term consequences as a result of the measures that have been put in place. Inevitably, we will be, over the course of the next few years, talk about lower levels of government spending. You'll be talking about higher levels of tax, higher levels of borrowing. Borrowing isn't particularly a concern at this level, given it's very cheap, but potentially that could rise within the future. And there's also inflationary risks in there as well. So lots to consider, but probably for policymakers for another day as they try to just navigate through this crisis as best they can.
Foreign exchanges.
Pound against dollar coming in at 127.5 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 113. Going to get 1 euro and 12 cents for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
Speak to you in the morning. Hank Potts from Barclays.